Good evening, folks. Thank you for coming. This is July 27, 2017, and this is the Healthy Healing Program. And Ed, are you here? Who's here from Oklahoma? I just unmuted you.
Well, this is J.T. Whatley, and I'm here in Oklahoma, but nowhere near Ed.
Okay. I was just curious as I knew it was an Oklahoma number. I was just curious as to who it was.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Ed got a hold of me about an hour ago, and he said that he was vomiting. I don't know what's going on, but I reckon he's not going to be here. I know other people on this call have some knowledge about natural medications. Are there any that would like to speak about it?
Am I still neutered?
No.
Okay. I started listening to this because I'm interested in health, and I've had a situation. I've watched many of my relatives and suffer through cancer and all this, and everything that the medical profession knows what to do is radiation and chemo, and I come to the conclusion there's got to be something besides that. That's just not a solution at all, the way I look
no,
at it.
No, chemo is definitely not. There are some natural things that destroys cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer cannot live in a high alkaline or a high oxygen environment.
And what you can say, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that there are things like marijuana works well on much of the cancer.
Well, what we have to do is figure out natural solutions. And to start with is the way that we eat and our lifestyle, the stress and everything that we put on our bodies. And I try to eat as natural as I can. I hardly ever eat out. I hardly ever eat processed foods. And I'm 74 now, and I feel probably about as well as I ever have by doing that. And
right.
Earlier when I worked, I ate out, I ate processed foods, and had all kinds of problems. So, like you said, there's got to be a natural way to do things. And I look at people that, my great-grandparents, you know, I don't think they suffered like my immediate family that died from cancer. You know, you saw them, and next week they were ill, and they passed away, and that was it.
So people lived off the farms and ate naturally,
right?
Back in those days, and now we have the processed foods and people like what's his name with the GMOs, all these chemicals that are used. Plus, now we have them polluting the sky with it. but there are things, you know, fruits. There are different fruits that have different chemicals within them that destroys cancer cells without destroying the good cells. One of them is peaches. Another one is, I'm not sure how to spell it, H-E-A-V-A. That also has the agave or something there. But it's that's good for you know, I don't know how good it is for curing it, but I know that it definitely helped to prevent it. But the more research is being done on marijuana, the more it's understood that marijuana works against a lot of the cancers in curing it, and it doesn't have to be smoked. It can be used in many different ways in the raw form.
Well, what we find out is a lot of things that that are beneficial, they're outlawed. I know you used to go to the health food store and buy a Chaparral. And lo and behold, the Food and Drug Administration outlawed it. You no longer can get Chaparral at a health food store.
Yeah.
So that's what we're faced with. And I think what we've got to do is like the generation before, everybody needs to grow a garden, you know, just, you know, even though it's partial things. Back then, everybody had chickens, everybody had eggs, and they ate as natural as they could be. And then what we've done is made, well, convenience. Convenience is one of the biggest problems we have. We want everything done so quickly and everything, you know, processed and right now. And we've got
right.
to get away from that.
Well, if we want to be healthy, you're absolutely right. You know, they've been trying to prevent us from growing gardens, prevent us from gathering rainwater. You know, they've been trying to take away our ability to do all of that because they didn't want us to eat healthy. They wanted us to eat Monsanto food.
Well, let's stop and look at it. What happens is we have a cancer epidemic in this country right now. And I had a situation, I had both my uncle and aunt pass away with cancer, and I watched them go through chemo and I watched them go through radiation. And it's almost like the, and I forgive me for saying this, it's almost like the medical field or the medical industry is promoting it. And the reason I say that is, you know, I sit here and watch all this expense they went through. If they cured cancer, that would eliminate all that and eliminate a big part of your medical field. And
they only know what they're taught.
Right. And like I said, it's not the individual that you see in the office. It's the individual that taught them is a big problem, I think. And forgive me for saying that.
Well, you know, there's even the difference between Western medication and Eastern medication. They're not the same. The you know, your Eastern medication is more natural and acupuncture and all that kind of thing. And in my book, it's much better for you than what the Western meds are.
And another thing,
even in China, they go with the Eastern medicine, but they give everybody the choice of whether to use Eastern medicine or Western.
Well, another thing that a lot of people overlook is teas. I drink a lot of tea. And you can get raw tea, bulk tea, and all kinds of tea, sassafras tea. And tea. Well, sassafras is getting very hard to come by anymore. But there's a lot of herbal teas, that I think that has a lot of benefit. And I think if we would just get back where we eliminated the soda with all the sugar in it, carbonation, and drank teas and water, I think that would improve our health nationwide tremendously.
Well, it would, and there are many different teas that have a lot of benefit. And, you know, I can't think of all of them, but one of them is peppermint, and that will settle down and upset stomach.
Right.
Ginger, that will help regulate your issues with your bowels. I use that a lot.
Yeah. Well, I use, you know, like you said, the peppermint. I use quite a bit of essential oils, too. And there's been times that I've had upset stomach. I just go in and put a couple of drops of essential oil, peppermint, in a glass of water and drink it. And it's amazing how quickly that soothes the stomach. And I've watched people in my family that have eaten Tums like they were candy, and the results were not satisfactory.
Well, there's a machine that was developed in Japan, and what it does is takes your tap water and makes all these different types of water, like high alkalinity or different levels of alkalinity, they can even take it and use it as a disinfectant. They can use it for so many different things. But the what is good about this high alkalinity water, it will produce a 95 ppm water, and it absorbs so much quicker than just regular tap water. And so, you know, it gets into the blood system quicker. And it is, it fights the cancer cells. And that's highly recommended for fighting cancer, the plus 95 alkalinity water. But this this Kangen machine, I mean, it can, besides being healthy, it's also saves you money.
Well, anything that you do, like eat healthy and everything, you are saving money because you're preventing, well, you're keeping your health, you're keeping yourself healthy, and you're not prone to all everything that comes down the pike, colds, flu, whatever comes down the pike. If you're healthy, and like you said, taking these teas, drinking this water, eating natural. It's not going to affect you like people that are eating out of the box.
Right. Well, just like Ed was talking about, the garlic. Now, there's so many different uses for garlic that it's impossible to even remember them all.
Yeah.
But that's something that will clean the toxins out of your body if you use that on a regular basis. Now, I learned that if I take a clove and chop it up into small pieces, put those pieces into a tablespoon and cover it with honey, I can swallow that so that I don't have to taste it. I don't have to chew it. I can just swallow it. And I do that twice a day. And in a week's time, your liver will be toxin-free. Now, that's something that I highly recommend to everyone. And then you have, some simple things like ground cinnamon powder mixed with raw honey. Good for just about anything that ails you. It's highly recommended for to have some of the ground cinnamon and raw honey in a survival kit. I mean, that's, it's an antiseptic, kills germs, so it's good for wounds, for helping to heal, kill the germs. And I know I use it a lot for colds, stopping a cough. There's turmeric is another one that's very similar to God, I have trouble remembering the name of that all the time. The one that they make a tea with it, but they it's also used in different foods.
Is it curcumin?
No, it's I mentioned it a while ago. As a tea.
Cayenne.
Cayenne is very good for the heart.
Yeah. Are you talking about thyme?
And, there's ginger. Ginger is what I'm talking about. Ginger and turmeric do a lot of the same things. And it's good to put into different foods.
Well, last week. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I just say I take a chunk of it daily and just chew it like gum, get all the juices out of it. A little strong for some people, but I like it.
Yeah, because I was doing that honey that you were just mentioning, because my sugar was well over 200, and I think it was like 219. And I've been doing the honey and the cinnamon. When I went to the doctor's last week, my sugar is down to 129. It's almost normal.
Great.
But I like what you just said about that with the honey and the ginger. You said it cleans your liver?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Well, there's what they call.
That's also good for cancer, too, right?
I believe it is. Don't quote me on that, but I believe it is.
Yeah, because they want me to do the chemo and the radiation, which I refuse. Because I found out the chemo is, it's that Agent Orange where they put the cancer back in your body, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do everything naturally, the things you were just mentioning, so.
Well, there's another product called Red Yeast. Rice.
Red yeast rice? I heard of that.
It's sold in
the health food
natural
store.
Food store, and even in most grocery stores that carry it too.
And what is that good for?
That is good for high cholesterol. It'll take it right down.
Oh, really?
About 1,000 milligrams a day. I use 1,200 right now.
And it's called red yeast?
Red yeast rice. And it comes in a capsule.
Okay, it's a capsule.
Now, just to let you know, my primary care doctor recommended it to me. At one time, my cholesterol was up. It wasn't above the limit, but it was enough to concern him. At 156 or 157, something like that.
What,
and he wanted it no higher than 100.
Hmm.
And so he told me, well, you go and get you some red yeast rice capsules and take them for a month and come back and we'll do another test.
Okay.
And I followed these directions. I got it and took them. I went back at the end of the month. They did another blood test. I had dropped all the way down to 70.
That's your high cholesterol or your low?
The bad cholesterol, yeah.
You can buy the red yeast rice in bags very, very inexpensively if you want to make your own capsules. I don't know what the capsules cost.
They're quite
expensive
to buy them capsules.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing, too, what I found out, like everybody has kidney stones and gallstones.
Yeah.
And you know how you, to get rid of that? That blew me up. Every morning when you wake up, mix olive oil and lemon juice, and it will flush out the stones in your body.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Should clean your liver out.
We got so many. I'm sorry?
It should clean your liver out.
Yeah, it cleans your liver and your kidney stones.
Yeah.
And because they wanted to take my gallstone for the past 24, 25 years. And I've been doing that. I'm like, wow.
Good to know.
Yeah. Last week, Ed was talking about garlic. Mm-hmm. And I have forever, during the winter, I would have what I call a garlic sandwich. Like you said, I'd take a cracker and put a slice of butter on it and a slice of garlic on it and eat it. After last week's program, I had a garlic sandwich. But the deal is, what I like to hear is how people use these different herbs and everything, different ways that people use it, and the list is extensive. Thyme, oregano, all these herbs, they can be used, and what I'm interested in is finding out how people have used it and the benefit they have received from doing it, what they did.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, too, because especially with, like, the sore throats, and now they got this new strain of strep throat that is affecting people's hearts. And the old remedy my mother used to use, because there was quite a few of us children, and she didn't have the money to run us back and forth to no doctors, what have you. She would always make honey, lemon, and butter. It knocks it right out. I was only on antibiotics from birth to 20 years old, only twice in my lifetime. And when I got sick back in 82, I ended up in a coma from peritonitis. And I was in a coma for over 27 days, and they lost me several times. And they said, after I came out of the coma, the doctor said, whatever my mother did for me as a child, you know, I had a very strong resistance and bouncing back, because every time they gave me one thing, it was, you know, I was starting to heal. And it was that honey, lemon, and butter she gave us. And I did it for my kids, my grandchildren, you know, and it knocks out, it's almost like a natural antibiotic. And it's not bad. It's like 3 tablespoons of honey, a half teaspoon of butter or margarine, and cut a half lemon and squeeze it, and then you just put it in the microwave where you heat it up on the stove. And you take a few teaspoons of it. If you're not allergic to aspirin, you take it with aspirin. You're like, and it knocks it right out. It's amazing. And it protects your heart, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, lemon is good. Like, if you go to a restaurant, mm-hmm. instead of ordering a soft drink, order water and lemon.
Exactly.
And lemon in your water is, you know, you may not think of it, but it's beneficial. It's so many benefits drinking lemon and water.
Another thing, too, especially for men, it's for all everybody, really. But, like, a lot of men suffer with the prostate cancer. The best thing you should all be doing every single day is get the baking soda without the aluminum in it, which you can get at the health food store. It's like $3.50 for a bag. And drink 8 glasses of lemon water, 8 to 10 glasses. That alkalizes your system, kills the cancer cells, and it's excellent to help prevent and help prostate cancer.
Now, when you put the lemon juice in the soda, does it foam up?
No, no. I do my structured water. Use about 5 to 6 ounces of water and a half teaspoon of the baking soda. And you drink it first thing in the morning. Not only does it clean out your intestines and your colon and stuff like that, so you don't have to, because these colonoscopies are not safe at all. I mean, I've been hearing more disasters with that, you know, and I've lost almost 98 pounds. And I wasn't even trying this time, you know. But I'm feeling better, and as I said, it alkalines your body, and cancer, you know, it prevents cancer from growing in your body, even if it's there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'm taking, like, that turmeric, the turmeric pills, which I even put that in my coffee, the turmeric and pepper. I have a question for somebody. Do you know where to get those coffee pots, the Perk coffee pots that you cook on the stove? I can't find them nowhere.
Have you gone to a sporting goods store?
Oh, they would have them there?
Well, they sell them for camping.
Oh, okay. All righty. I got to check that. I mean, I've been even going to, like, the Goodwill, you know, they're almost impossible to find. Okay, so that's the place. Thank you.
If I can interrupt, Walmart in their camping section, like the fellow said, usually has those percolator coffee pots.
Okay. Because you know what I do? Because, like, mine is, like, on this last leg. And the ingredients, because with the coffee, I put the cinnamon, turmeric, nutmeg, the Himalayan, a little bit of Himalayan salt, and pepper, ginger in the coffee, and I perk it. It comes out wonderful, and you really can taste all the ingredients, and it's so healthy for you.
Do you mind repeating those?
I put in ginger, cinnamon,
turmeric,
nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Cayenne pepper. Oh, what else did I put in there? And
how much of each one?
I could put almost like maybe a half teaspoon of each thing.
Okay.
So I just. And I put like either a little bit of vanilla or the almond extract in it. And everybody's like, what do you do to this coffee? And you can't taste any of the ingredients. But it just, you know, like sometimes coffee makes you hyper, but it just, I feel good throughout the day. It's just like all my vitamins that I, you know, I can't wait for my results to come back from my doctor.
Well, I know that cayenne pepper, it strengthens your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I equate that to, like, rebuilding it.
Okay, yeah.
Because it, you know, it strengthens the muscles and helps it keep working properly. I should have known about that years ago.
And also, olive oil and crystal vitamin C. And that is an excellent prevention of strokes and heart attacks. My mother's in the Medical Book of Records. And she had congestive heart failure, one valve to the heart, and the doctors were so baffled how she lived 24 years. And, you know, And after she passed, she lived to be 80 years old. The doctors are like, what was she doing? You know, they was, you know. So when I was watching one of them, something was the Caldwell. And I went back to the doctor. I said, oh, my God. I said, I know what she was doing. And I told him that. And, you know, all the doctors are using it. Every time I go there, they're always writing down my ingredients. They call me, like, their miracle patient.
When I went in here in May to have my pacemaker put in.
Okay.
I walked into my doctor's office. I didn't know anything was wrong other than I thought I had an ear infection. I had a little bit of dizziness. And they took my blood pressure and they went into a panic. My, I'm 74 years old.
Mm.
And my heart rate was down to 31.
Oh, my God.
And they said, how in the hell did you walk in here?
You could have collapsed.
They thought I should have. They'd never seen anybody walk with a 31 heart rate. They said, well, that tells me that you're in good health. But even in the hospital, they rushed me over in an ambulance to get the pacemaker put in right away. And my heart rate dropped all the way down to 25.
Oh, my God.
And the nurse was standing there looking at the monitor and said, you know, I just can't believe it.
Yeah, they thought it was
standing
here.
Flat. She says, I'm standing here looking at this monitor and your heart rate at 25 and you're laying here talking to me like nothing's wrong.
That is remarkable.
And even when I went into the surgery room, I transferred myself from the gurney over to the operating table without help. They were just all amazed that I could do anything.
You're just a very relaxed fellow.
Yeah. Do you go swimming? Or, you know, it's another good thing, too. And I found it because they said I had congestive heart failure and stuff. And, I was almost up to 400 at one point. And I couldn't, I was just forgetting. My heart and all that other stuff. And the breathing and stuff, I started doing the water exercising and just the walking and stuff. And I started working on my breathing and everything else because I don't feel 100% better, but I'll tell you, I feel much better than what I used to feel. And, and rest is a big part of it too. And, you know, try to alleviate the stress and rest and take time out for yourself. If you can, especially the older we get, take a nap, even if it's 45 minutes a day in the afternoon to rejuvenate those cells. And I'm very focused now.
I have found that since I had the pacemaker put in, during the day, my body will say, it's rest time.
Yeah.
And it'll pretty much put me down. I'll snooze right on out for about an hour.
Yeah, and you feel much. You does. You know what? Even like what's that saying? Once an adult, twice a child. It's that nap, and that really it adds time to your life. It's really wonderful, you know. Because sometimes we go keep on going for what, you know. It's take time out for you. And that's what I sit there and used to deal with my patients, the kids, my grandkids, and all of them. So you are the most important person in the world. Stop and take time out for you. You know?
You mentioned breathing. Mm-hmm. And most of us do not breathe properly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use all of our lungs. We need to breathe in deep.
Breathe in deep, and you know what? Even when you're sitting down, just rock back and forth and count, you know? When I do my exercise in the water, I count. I don't talk to nobody. That's my time, and I count up to 100 on each exercise. And it's, you know what? They're like, well, how do you do it? I said, I'm working on my lungs, heart, lift up your shoulders, okay? Another thing for us as we get older, if you're sitting down, extend your leg out and do the alphabet. Make it A, B, C, or if you're standing up, just do it. And then when you do the Q, that's working on your kidneys. It works all the points in your body from head to toe. You know? Make sure when you, like I was teaching this at the library when I took my grandkids, and I saw a lot of the parents and the kids, and I said, okay. I said, put your hand straight out. Pull the back of your hand upward. If your skin goes down slowly, that means you're dehydrated. So now my kids test everybody, my grandchildren, they test everybody. Let me see your hand. You're dehydrated. And that's a prevention of a heart attack and a stroke. It's the little simple things we can always diagnose ourselves or each other with, you know. So just keep...
Well, you know, at the beginning of the call, I mentioned high alkalinity water.
I'm
and
sorry,
pure oxygen.
What, I'm
as
sorry,
being
what
a,
you said apple and water?
No, high alkaline water.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And pure oxygen. Cancer
mm-hmm.
cannot live in an environment with that. And so I don't know, but I think, you know, I've been having thoughts about why not take the 95 ppm alkalinity water and infuse it with pure oxygen and use that as your drinking water.
I got the, what is it? I got that little the water structure, and I always carry it around with me. And I run my water through it, and it puts the nutrient back in the water. And
yeah.
even with that tube for breathing and what have you. And one other thing I forgot to mention to you, too, is that colloidal silver.
Oh, yes, I use that all the time.
Yeah, I use it for cleaning my eyes. It, you know, because they said I had cataracts. I put every three times a week, I clean my eyes with it. I drop it in my nose, my ears, you know, because it gets to see the brain. Because even if a little gnat or, you know, something may get in, because this is the summertime, you know, it could get into your ears. It may get up your nose or whatever. And people don't even realize. And when people get these headaches or whatever, these things live and they're like parasites and things that grow in your body, which is deadly. And when you're using the alkaline and the colloidal silver and stuff like that, that helps heal and destroy
yep.
bad bacteria.
Well, you want to hear something funny? That it's something else that colloidal silver is good for.
What's that?
It's you can spray it in your armpits as a deodorant.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Works,
that's all, yeah.
Works better than the.
Deodorant has aluminum in it, so, you know, you should do something natural.
So.
And even like baking soda, I remember, you know. And like corn starch.
Yep.
Remember the bag balm in that
yep.
green can?
Yep.
That and corn starch is so excellent for rashes. For bed sores, especially if somebody's sick and it's all, you know, it prevents the bed sores and all that.
I have
you
a
know?
Can of it.
Yeah, and use it, and especially in the summertime, because sometimes if people are, like, overweight or whatever, you got creases, you put that bag balm in the cornstarch, and it prevents from your skin breaking down, you know? Bacon,
yeah.
And baking soda's not even a dollar. You know, it's the old, simple remedies what we need.
Okay, you're saying bag balm. It's sad that like here on the farm, we would
right for the cows
the
and stuff.
Yeah, treat the udder with it. You know. Okay,
yeah,
you're
right.
saying mix it with what?
You anytime like in the summertime, whatever. It's
okay.
good. You could just put it on your skin anytime you feel you may have a rash, or like maybe you know under. if you have creases up for a heavier person or an older person, whatever, you know, because sometimes people break out in the heat rash.
Right.
And you use the bag, wash yourself and dry yourself off good, then put the bag balm on your body, and then put the, pat yourself down with the cornstarch. And
okay.
It prevents your skin from breaking down. It prevents bed sores. It prevents irritation in your skin cracking.
Okay. Thing y'all talking about breathing. A lot of times what I do is just breathe as deep as I can and then hold mm-hmm. it just for a moment. Exhale as much as I possibly can, hold it. Inhale. Because we don't, like you said, we don't use the bottom part of our lungs. Lungs, the older we get, we don't run and jump like we used to. So we've got to use the bottom part of our lungs, and that's one of the way to do it.
Well, another good thing for your lungs and your back and all that, if you're even sitting on the side of your bed, stretch forward, bend all the way down, and then try to go back. And then lift up your arms, because your arms will help you, you know, like lift it straight over your head or straight back, and then go do the side bends. So you're opening up your lungs. You know what I'm saying? Start off
right.
with 5. You know, by next week you're up to 10, 20. It's a simple exercise, and that's how your lungs will stay healthy too, you know? And it strengthens your heart and your lungs. As a matter of fact, my doctor gave me, oh, God, I left it downstairs. And it's because it's like it builds and gets rid of the mucus in your body. Oh, what is it called? MB. I'll tell you the next time.
Okay.
And it really does help, because everybody got to be very careful right now. Even with colds, sneezing colds, people think it's sinus. Heaven knows what's in the air. But when you clear your lungs, you know, this will help prevent the mucus growing. So this way, you don't go into pneumonia. And that's like a number one silent killer, is pneumonia. People go, oh, I got a cold or I got sinus. Any sneezing cold, it could go right into pneumonia.
Okay.
You know?
I've had every kind of pneumonia. And I had a nurse tell me, she said one time, she said, what you do is you come up on your toes, stand up on your toes, and
mm-hmm.
and inhale, and then exhale, you know, you come down. And if you can't do that 10 times without coughing, and if you cough, it will start all over. If you can't do it 10 times without coughing, of course, I've had pneumonia every time. She said, you need to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand on my toes. That would be a problem for me.
Can I just jump in here, as long as you're talking about the lungs and the fact that mullein is a thing that can be harvested, like right now it's in season. It's a wild plant. It's a weed. It's spelled M-U-L-L-E-I-N. It is the best thing that you can make into a tea and drink it.
Wait a minute. How do you spell that?
M-U-L-L-E-I-N, mullein.
Okay,
and
it's a tea?
Mm-hmm, you make it into a tea, and you drink that. I had a friend who came over from Italy, and he had spent 20 years in the coal mining industry. And I think in about a month, I told him to drink a cup of tea 3 times a day. And it was pretty much cleared up. So we're talking about a super duper how to clean the lungs, and it's mullein. Now you can research that on the internet. It's just not me that's saying that. The blooms are little. It's a monodicot, and the blooms are yellow and they're spiked. This plant can get to be 5 foot tall. And if you collect the blooms, they would make ear oil out of it. You actually could sell it, you know, sell it by the pound to the ear manufacturing company. Meaning,
your ears, your EAR? You said it's for your ear?
Uh-huh. It's for your ear, E-A-R. That's the blooms are for the ears. Now, I would research that plant and look it up. But as far as I am concerned, it's the best for the lungs.
Yeah.
But if, in fact, a man who has pneumonia and he's continuously having pneumonia, I would recommend you do what I did for my father. And my father had fluid in his lungs and lungs so bad that they had to do surgery, and he was like 80-some years old. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And they had to do surgery, and they do that from the back. They don't do the surgery, and they drain the fluid and whatever, and the whole family is called in because Dad's going to die. That's what they think. Okay, now this is what I did. This is a Hannah Kroger remedy to get the pneumonia out of your lungs, because this is what Hannah Kroger said. She said the bacteria, the pneumonia bacteria, like milk better than your lung tissue. So this is what I did in the hospital. I took a thermos of milk, hot milk, and...
Milk, M-I-L-K, milk.
Milk, yeah, and
okay,
if you want to do defat or non-fat or fat, it doesn't matter. Milk, M-I-L-K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I put a hot thermos, a cloth, and a hot thermos, and then when I got to the hospital, because I really didn't want anybody to see what I was doing, I put it directly on his chest, because the principle is that the bacteria in the lungs are going to be attracted to the milk. So you're not going to put a sheet of plastic on. You're going to put that milk, poultice, compress, whatever, on his chest. And then I put, and then I put the sheet on the front of his chest. Then I put the sheet of plastic on in order not to get the bed wet and to retain the heat. And I used... You have to put one hand in the back of his neck and one of your hands in the back of his neck and the other hand on the forehead. And I'm going to just wing it, and I'm going to say the left hand on the forehead, the right hand underneath his neck. And you're working with energies to guide the flow of the bad critters. Okay. And, you know, if I'm wrong about that, I'm going to have to look that up. Okay, because it could be, because you have to use your hands as well. And this is a Hannah Kroger technique to do this. And what I want to say to you is that in 3 days, I did this for 3 days, my father was fine. They sent him back home, and he never had this lung problem again. Now, how serious was it? It was serious enough for me.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, to fly from Colorado back to Wisconsin because Dad is, you know, on his last days.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, especially flying, it's like that's why I don't even fly, because the altitude, every time I flew, I ended up in the hospital with pneumonia because of the altitude.
Oh,
geez. And, but you know what? It's almost making so much sense, because when you have a cold or anything, the worst mm-hmm. thing to do is to drink milk, because milk, any kind of dairy products will build up the mucus. But
yeah,
I hear what you're saying. It's when you left it on the outside, it's pulling it out. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's
and
something.
And for
you know?
Your sinuses are blocked right now. I can hear that. And what I'd recommend for you to do, and I don't know if you know this little root, taro, T-A-R-O. Do you know what that is? You have to go to, like, an Oriental store to get it. It's like a potato, okay? And if you have a splinter in your finger, just take some potato juice and hold the potato there, and it'll draw it out. Well, the taro root will draw out infection in your sinuses, and you'll be able to breathe easier. And you make a plaster, you grate it, and you put it on your face, on underneath your eyes, because that's where your sinuses are, over the bridge of your nose and under your eyes. I
you
did that.
It's Taro, T-A?
T-A-R-O. And I could be T-A-R-R-O, but I don't think so. I think it's T-A-R-O, Taro root. And you grate it. It's like a potato. It's brown. It's fuzzy. And I just got some at the Oriental store.
Okay.
And it's cheap. I mean, you know, $1.69 a pound, and all you need is one little root. And you put that right, make a poultice, and leave it on overnight if you can do that. Like some people find that they can't sleep, you know, when they've got something on their face or their legs or something like that. And my father had a sinus infection, the same sick dad, and the doctor gave him a prescription for antibiotics. And what I said to him was, no problem, we can get the antibiotic prescription filled, but let me try the taro root first. And if it clears up with the taro root, then we don't need the prescription. And he said, sure. You know, my dad was, he let me do whatever I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's the
so,
old
remedy. I
mean, and even
yeah.
like when a, when
well,
a
this,
person...
Well, this is a macrobiotic remedy.
Yeah.
Okay,
and it's like I'm teaching my grandkids the massaging. Especially, you know, again, when we're older we get or whatever the case is. When you lay it on your side, the old way when a person had pneumonia, you lay them on their side, you put your arm over your head, and you rub their side, and you breathe in, and it will bring that mucus right to the center. And, you know, I used to, you know, because when I used to do the nursing school back to school in the 70s, we learned the old way, but it was the right way. Today, I'm like, oh, my God, this 500 milligram, who ever heard of 500 milligram of antibiotics? And what that is doing is literally blowing people's kidneys out. They're going on dialysis.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. We used to get like, was it 5 milligram, 10? 20 was, I think, the highest dose of an antibiotic. Today it's 500. What do you think? People are horses, and it's killing people.
Right.
Yeah.
And it does no good because the bacteria build up resistance.
Right.
There's MRSA and VRSA, and who knows who's coming down the pike next.
Exactly.
They mutate, they build up resistance to it, and boom, it's coming right back. So we have to do something about finding alternatives that work.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've learned, because I'm subject to kidney stones, and I had my first attack when I was in my 30s, and that's really, really young to have the formation of kidney stones. So a macrobiotic remedy to shrink the kidney stones from the outside of your body is simply grated ginger, fresh, whole, grated ginger that you buy at the store. You make it about a ball size, put it in a cloth, get the cloth as hot as what you can stand it, but do not boil it, because the live active ingredients will be destroyed if you boil it, and then put 10 minutes on one side of your kidney, reheat it 10 minutes on the other side of the kidney, and it will dissolve the kidney stones. And I saw it. I did that, and I thought I had dissolved the kidney stones. You know, when you have kidney stones, you know you have them because you can't crawl out of bed. It's painful. You can't walk. I mean, you don't question. If you had them once, you know what the pain is. You know exactly what they are.
It's like the gallbladder, too, the stones. But you know what else I learned, too?
I hadn't heard that, but... Now it's time for us to shift over to the other call, so I'm going to have to close this one.
All right. Can I just say one thing to her, please? Also, the olive oil and lemon juice. Drink that in the morning, and that will push out the kidney stones and gallstones, too. And that really helped. It's simple. It don't taste all that good. Or throw a piece of lettuce or whatever in there, but do that in the morning. You know? Okay.
Okay.